Sunday, June 2nd, 2019, words. Today, the saints will gather here. And another wonderful thing about them coming here in person is it is not like all of the so-called church meetings you are used to. They get here and they stay between 7 and 8 hours. Now think about that. Then we talk Bible all day. We have the meeting. A normal Sunday meeting, there is prayer, there's a reading of the great holy scriptures that we sing hymns to our Lord and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, and then I bring forth a message, and then we go to the fellowship house after we leave the meeting house, and they will stay. We have food and drink, and we talk Bible. It is a wonderful gathering. It is truly a gathering of family, just like your family comes over for the day. And, of course, the Lord Jesus Christ is all to us, and we talk about the scriptures. I am always thankful that when we gather on Sundays, I use those as days to stir the doctrine up in them, in their souls. And this is what I am talking about. These church buildings in Christianity that house this sect and cult that show up there on Sundays, think about it. People come there, and it matters nothing to the pastor where that person is at in their growth. They are so confused. Everyone is out of order, and God my Father is not the author of confusion. They are. Satan, the god of this world, the prince of the power of the air, pumps into them garbage. And here's my point. In all of these church buildings that I attended all those years when I was, as my brother Calvin says, in the dung, in the fake buildings of this Christianity, so-called, you know what they do? They care nothing for the edification of the souls of those in the building. And this is what I mean. Let us say someone walks into their building and gets saved, supposedly. Let us say, though, they really did. What do they do? What do the so-called pastors do? They have nothing in place for them. Sometimes you will find the so-called discipleship programs to get them, you might say, grounded a bit. There is nothing like that that matches the scriptures with regards to what they are doing. I know that everybody here who is of an accountable age and is justified, we have some babies and infants and toddlers, I know those who are justified are in the Scriptures Alone Bible School. This school, a 4 to 5 year school it will take you to finish, gives you every verse of the Bible taught aright, starting in Romans. So that is mandatory, absolutely mandatory, that everybody be doing lessons during the week. So as they do their reading, that is mandatory as well. They read in their Bibles, and they are doing the lessons. Then when we gather, we are all like-minded, yes, at different levels of growth, but we are still like-minded. We have the same love. We have the same teacher, God the Holy Ghost, following God our Father's establishment commandment. That brings forth order. God my Father is a God of order, not disorder like these stupid buildings. So the pastor real of these other fake churches, all these pastors and so-called ministers, they are really ministers of Satan. They do not care if all of those souls are growing aright in the doctrine. Just because they sprinkle them with some loser messages a couple times a week, they think the believers there who just are reading any which way they feel like to read, no order in their personal readings, they think that's going to help them grow. God has it designed in his book that every single real believer gets established in the faith. He has given what he calls the commandment of his very own self, of the everlasting God, and he has made this commandment known to all nations for the obedience of faith. But they do not follow it. in these churches. So think, you get all these people who show up, some may be saved, most are lost, but it does not matter because they are then thrown into the confusion, the hodgepodge, and the grinder, the meat grinder of playing church. They think when they come, they just get to hear some new little message that will go, wow, that was interesting, or wow, that was beautiful, and they leave, and they go back to their places of wherever they came from, and all week long, they care nothing for truth, and they just go about their miserable, so-called Christian moral lives. It's a bunch of crap. I know that every single person is reading their Bibles the way God commands their Bibles to be read. I know every one of these persons in the school are getting every verse of the Bible put into their souls in the order, the doctrinal order God commands it to be done. God Almighty alone does the establishing of His children, turning them into full-grown sons of God. And I know when they follow this order, they are growing the way God said to grow, so that when I see them on Sundays and we stay together for 7 to 8 hours as family talking Bible, I know where they are all at in that growth. But just like a real family has people of different ages physically, the father and mother, or maybe their parents are there as well, then you have children of different ages, we are still the same family, and everyone is growing in the physical in these families. That is how it happens in the spiritual. But no, the fake churches out there, so-called, get you there, and they care nothing at all about the growth of the souls of the people there. There is only one way to get established in the faith. One way, just like there's only one way to physically grow. You just grow physically one way. Everybody's body grows the same way. And that is how everybody spiritually should be growing. One way, getting rooted and grounded in the faith. So I am thankful that for the years we've been having our Sunday meetings here, that I can just look at everybody, and I know they are all in the school. They are growing aright as I see all of them, especially the children, grow physically. I know they are growing spiritually. What a wonderful joy it is to meet, knowing that everybody is getting every verse of the Bible in the order God commands, and they are all growing, and we share in that growth where they are at in different levels, and we talk about Bible things, and it is just wonderful. Same mind, no doctrinal divisions at all, none. Go to these fake churches. You cannot get five people to agree on two things completely. You cannot find it. That is because it is confusion, total confusion. It is all an act. It is all like going to see a play on Broadway. Oh, and they are on the Broadway to destruction, that is for sure. It is a total joke, but not here. Not here where the Church of the Living God meets here in Pekin, Indiana. Every single person growing the same way. Not like, oh, let's just talk about the Gospel of Luke today. Let's just go here. So when I get the Sunday meetings going, what we simply do is put doctrine out there to stir up. I exhort them in the faith on various and sundry things, knowing it will stir them all up in the doctrine and encouraging them through the scriptures as I am an helper of their joy. Christianity knows nothing of what I just said. Zero. And if you are involved in that sect and cult, you better get out while you can. Save yourselves from this stupid, the largest cult in the world, the largest sect, Christianity, who preaches another Jesus, another gospel, and it has ministers of Satan at the helm, leading you all straight down to the flames of hell. You idiots!